The patient for Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Fran Lee, T as in today, R-O-M, B as in boy, L-E-Y, hyphen Jusino, J-U-S-I-N-O, November 13, 44. Address as a letter to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, 352-8451. Dear Michelle, consultation, Mrs. Trambly, Jusino, for renal failure, excuse me, erase that, for chronic kidney disease with prior history of right-sided urothelial cancer. Apparently early 2023, gross hematuria, was visiting Tennessee, came back to Michigan, big rapids, persistent bleeding, failed ablation, eventually right-sided kidney removal. As far as I know, there was no chemotherapy radiation treatment. There has been no recurrence of bleeding. Follows urology at Grand Rapids to have a cystoscopy follow-up for bladder tumors. Has completed intravesical treatment once a week for the last 6 weeks. Has gained few pounds of weight, no vomiting, dysphagia. Constipation, takes medications without bleeding. Has not tolerated iron because of constipation. No infection in the urine. Does have nocturia, incontinence of urgency and stress. No gross edema, denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, complains of unsteadiness but no recent falling episode, denies vertigo, double vision or headaches. Has chronic back pain, mobility restricted, no chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, uses oxygen at night, 3.5 liters, has also BiPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no pleurity discomfort. She complains of some memory issues, also decreased hearing, denies orthopnea PND, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, the past medical history, hypertension, restless legs, esophageal reflux, carotid artery disease, prior breast implant and complications of rupture, surgery done, osteoarthritis, osteopenia, obesity, cognitive decline, anxiety, depression, REN, R-E-N, behavioral disorder. At the time of urothelial cancer, question obstruction, develop systemic inflammatory response, sepsis, did not require dialysis. There was metabolic encephalopathy that resolved. There was problems of anemia, thrombocytopenia, but she's not aware of any active bleeding. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, hysterectomy, tonsils adenoids, bilateral breast augmentation, and eventually removal, right-sided hip replacement, trigger finger in both hands, DNCs, right side nephrectomy, and cystoscopy for bladder tumor. Next paragraph. Some basal cancer also on the face. Next paragraph. Reported allergies to topical metal. Next paragraph. Medications include Prilosec, Zetia, HCTC, a number of supplements, at night, Crestor and clonazepam. Next paragraph. He starts smoking as a teenager, at least one pack per day or more. Discontinue 2009. She does drink alcohol, moderate amounts, including wine, beer, and vodka. Next paragraph on physical exam, 61 inches tall, 181 pounds, blood pressure 132/70 on the right, 130/66 on the left, standing on the right 110/60, and repeat 110/58, so there is 20 points drop on top, 10 points drop on diastolic. No respiratory distress. No expressive aphasia. Distant breath sounds, probably emphysema. No RAL wheezes, no pericardial rap. No abdominal tenderness, no ascites, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. I want to mention also that she denies diabetes, even thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. She denies liver disease, kidney stones, no pneumonia hemoptysis, no gout. 4 units of blood was given at the time of cross hematuria and right kidney surgery. Next paragraph. Chemistries. From November, sodium, potassium acid base normal, creatinine 1.7 for a GFR of 29. A normal albumin calcium, for the most part, normal liver function test. This creatinine has been stable at least for the last 6 months to 9 months. Next paragraph, June of 2024, I found a cystoscopy representing multiple papillary tumors on the right side of the bladder, including a 2-centimeter tumor on the bladder neck. And there is a CT scan abdomen and pelvis from May. The right kidney was removed. The left kidney has a large cyst, 6.7 by 7 centimeters. Few other small simple cysts. No obstruction of the left ureter. bladder was difficult to visualize from the right hip replacement. Incidental and infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm, or excuse me, abdominal aortic dilatation at 2.6 centimeters. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, at least stable over the last 6 to 9 months. Prior urothelial cancer, right side nephrectomy, active ongoing bladder cancer followed by urology, intravesical treatments, cystoscopy the day after this consultation. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Chemistry needs to be done in a regular basis. There is evidence of postural hypotension on standing, which is mildly symptomatic in the office. I don't see cell count, phosphorus, PTH that needs to be updated. I don't have a urine for protein creatinine ratio. She has other comorbidities, including a smoker, probably COPD, emphysema. I did not change any present medications. We will follow over time, discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure and trying to keep her away from dialysis. The upcoming cystoscopy will define if there is any evidence of urethral obstruction or urinary retention, which is high in the differential diagnosis. End of dictation.